Well, welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are focusing on Measure V, a parcel tax proposed in Tuolumne County to fund fire services. Earlier, we learned from the county's perspective about how this idea came about and evolved. During the last segment, we heard from County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista about the nuts and bolts of how the election will actually work. She noted that there's no opposition group that's come forward to author an opposing argument. And the Tuolumne Fire Authority is a group that's come together and is in support of this measure. We're joined on the telephone now by a spokesperson, Mark Ferreira. Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, BJ.
So first off, can you explain a little bit about the Tuolumne Fire Authority and who you're made up of?
The Tuolumne Fire Authority is made up of six agencies that have come together knowing that funding in fire is an issue not only in this county but worldwide or nationwide. So you've got the Tuolumne City Fire Department, Sonora City Fire Department, Columbia Fire Protection District, Jamestown Fire Protection District, Groveland Community Services District, as well as the County of Tuolumne, have all come together to form a joint powers authority to allow us to put a measure on the ballot to create additional revenue for those agencies.
So what is kind of the current status when it comes to fire funding and the need in Tuolumne County?
Well, it's nationwide. Prop 13, which is a great thing for homeowners, and I greatly appreciate the prop when it passed probably before I was born. But what happens is those agencies that are funded by taxes are now struggling because the cost of doing business and what we do has greatly increased how much revenue is created from property taxes. So we're having to look at other ways to create revenue. So one of the ways to do that across the board, to be fair to all parcels in Tuolumne County who may potentially use the services of those six agencies, was to apply $150 for improved parcels and $75 unimproved parcel to allow us to create more revenue. Now, that revenue, if you live in the city of Sonora and you currently pay property tax, that property tax, a portion of it goes to fund that fire department. Measure V allows that the funding created in the city limits from Measure V stays in the city limits of Sonora. So whatever fire agency jurisdiction you live in, that's where that funding's going to go and stay. It'll be local funding.
You know, the parcel tax, if it's approved, how exactly would this extra money be used?
Well, so as fire chiefs, we can recommend to the board what our priorities may be. The great thing about Measure V is it gives us the discretion to the individual agency to look at the priorities they have come budget time. So if you have a staffing issue, you can potentially create the stopgap to increase staffing. If your apparatus fleet is aging, which everyone's is, and it's getting more and more expensive to buy apparatus, when you look at an engine now, even a Type 3 engine like the state runs, those are $300,000 to $500,000 before we put any equipment on. So maybe a district gets enough funding to put funds aside to replace engines down the road. Maybe they need turnouts. Maybe they need flashlights. Maybe they need radios. That's the great thing about this Measure V, is that the money will go back to the local agency to decide what their priority is and have the discretion to use those funds.
You know, talking with the fellow fire chiefs, are you hearing things about, you know, challenges and it's becoming more and more difficult to do the job that you want to as a fire agency?
BJ, I've been in the fire service almost 26 years. From when I started to where I am now, I have never seen the cost of anything drop. We've seen the cost of gas and diesel fuel go up across the board. We also have seen the fuel that we put in our fire engines become more expensive. The hose that we buy has become more expensive. As technology gets better, the things that we use in our day-to-day business get more expensive, as well as the outdated equipment we currently have. Maybe potentially an agency hasn't had funding to replace a set of extrication equipment that we use on vehicle accidents. This measure will allow them to take that money, and purchase new extrication equipment.
What are your concerns if the county does not increase revenue and pass this parcel tax?
Well, I think that we're kind of at that tipping point where agencies may have to start looking at the services they provide. No single agency in Tuolumne County can put out a fire by themselves. Columbia Fire Protection District cannot put out a fire inside my district by myself. I need the help of all the other agencies around me to help put out that fire. If it becomes an issue for any agency to potentially leave their district or not afford the staffing for their fire department, we may look at actually having to take a step backwards and going to volunteer fire departments. And I started as a volunteer, but I have also seen that the requirements now for a volunteer increase year to year to year. And you're going to ask someone who has a full-time job to come in and do that additional training for little to no pay. So we're kind of at that tipping point where agencies may have to stop and take a look at how they currently deliver their emergency services and fire protection and take a step back in time.
With the increased costs that you mentioned for providing fire services, are the fire seasons, are you noticing definitely getting longer as well in California?
Fire season in California is no longer a 6-9 month thing. It's truly year round. We're seeing even currently with the prescribed burns and escape debris burns, we're seeing burning conditions that we haven't normally seen in April. We're seeing fuel moistures drop down into the single digits throughout the state of California. So we know that fire season is year round. We're in the third year of a drought. Fire season's coming, and we all have helped out our neighbors. That's part of the great part of the California Fire Service, is that when our neighbors have fires, we send whatever help we can. Well, without funding, we may not be able to start sending that help out as much as we used to. And that's not just it here. It's across the board in the state of California and even nationwide that funding is decreasing as expenses are increasing.
Well, Chief Ferreira, we've got just a couple minutes left. Anything else that you'd like to point out in regards to Measure V and this ballot measure that's going to be coming up?
So these ballots will be coming out May 10th. It'll be a strictly mail-in ballot. If you live in the jurisdiction that is a part of the Tuolumne County Fire Authority, you will get a ballot. If you are in one of those jurisdictions that's not a part of the Tuolumne County Fire Authority, you won't see a ballot. So make sure you fill out that ballot and send it in by June 8th. You've got to have those back and help support your local agencies to be able to fund engine replacement, personnel, fuel, keeping the lights on, have that discretionary funding that those boards can make the decision based off of their priorities come budget time.
Well, Chief Ferreira, we have to put a wrap on today's show. It's been a highlight of what's taking place with the Measure V election. We appreciate your time, and thank you for coming on today.
Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it.
And I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. A programming note, next week on Motherload Views, while we've been talking a lot about the health impacts of COVID-19 recently, we're going to focus on the mental health aspects and what a year of quarantine has done to many people in the community and challenges that people are facing and opportunities to get some help locally. We're going to talk with Michael Wilson, who is the Behavioral Health Director for Tuolumne County. That's coming up next week right here on Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.